The Story of Mert and Marge. Plenty's happening, and it's all fast and furious in our exciting backstage story of two glamorous Broadway chorus girls. In our last episode, Margie Minter finally told her friend Myrtle Spear her story. We learn that Margie is a foundling who was left mysteriously on the doorstep of the Minter home. We also know that her black sheep foster brother Jimmy has come to town. Yesterday, he demanded money from Marge and struck her in the face when she told him she had none. He also threatened to come back and make more trouble. So it looks as though things should be more thrilling than ever when our curtain goes up in just a moment on the newest chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. There's great excitement at the Hayfield Theater tonight. It's just before the big dress rehearsal of Hayfield's Pleasures. Down in the Chick Chick's dressing room, there's a world of confusion. Mert is talking.
Margie, have you got a minute, dear?
Oh, yes, Myrtle.
I just wanted to know if you have all your things in place.
Well, I think so.
I'll hang your costumes in the order that you get into them.
Uh-huh.
Here, turn your stockings wrong side out with the feet turned in so you can pull them on in a hurry without starting a run.
You know, good stockings are harder to get than a soft-hearted drama critic.
Yes, Myrtle.
And one more thing, dear. Try your shoes on to make sure they're all right. And look at the marks and everything to see that it's yours.
Well, I think I've done all that, Myrtle.
Good.
But I haven't much makeup, and, well, I wonder if you can help me put it on.
Sure.
I never use stage makeup. That nightclub, I just used a little extra rouge and lipstick.
Uh-huh. Well, sure, kid. Say, why don't you take this place next to mine? It's Billy DeVere's, but I don't think she'll mind. I'll put all her things in Anne's place. You know, we use the same places year after year, but I think she'll be a good sport.
Oh my God.
Nah, take it easy, kid. We got plenty of time. Of course, we go along on show schedule tonight, so we better be ready.
Now, here, pin all your hair up and put this towel around it to keep off the powder.
Like this? Miss Margie. Here you is. I got your wedding costume. There's hoops in it, and it sure needs plenty of space to hang in. Huh. Where are you going to put it?
Right over here, Cora.
Oh, Myrtle. Cora. Oh, girls, look at it. Oh, isn't it beautiful?
I'm going to try it right on.
Not with that towel around your head.
Oh, my, it looks just like a wedding cake.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't you like to wear one, Gwen?
A wedding cake?
Oh, no, silly. A wedding gown with a veil and flowers and a groom.
A groom?
Yes, dear, that's what you marry.
I got a girlfriend who married a chauffeur.
Oh, honestly.
Look out, I'm coming in.
Oh, hey.
My, don't you all look glamorous? Just like a lot of mud hens with all that disgusting cold cream and stuff.
Well, you ain't exactly glamorous yourself, Clarence.
Oh, fuddledy-dud. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you to put on your butterfly costumes on upstage.
Okay.
And you'd better try your wings. And make sure your belts are tight for your flying entrance. If one of you gnats fall, you'll mess up the whole stage.
Oh, buzz off, will you, Clarence? We got to finish dressing.
Well, all right, but I'll be back, and you'd better be ready.
Say, somebody has swiped my towel.
Huh?
I left it right here. Come on. Give.
Oh, you're sitting on it.
Oh.
And listen, Gwen Rogers, here's my line right there, and you keep your stuff over in your own place.
Oh, look. Margie has her shoes on the shelf.
Oh. Come on, get them off there and run around your chair three times, Margie.
Well, how funny, what for?
It's just an old superstition, Margie.
Oh, here comes Billy. I hope she won't mind.
Oh, girls. Gee, I'll never be on in time.
Oh, well, you'll never be missed.
Oh, never mind that. Say, girls, what a hunk of man I met today. Tall, dark, and repulsively rich.
Say,
what's the big idea?
Uh-oh, she looks hostile.
Somebody's got a lot of crust taking my place. That's all I got to say. Look here, you little squirt. You think you can step into this show and park yourself any old place you please? Now get your junk out of my makeup place and make it snappy.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
I have a heart, Billy. All last season, you tried to get Anne to change places with you because she had the best place in the room. This is right in front of the door.
Yeah, I suppose this is your doing, Spear. Well, you think just because you got a drag with Ray Hunt that you can run the whole show.
Now, listen, Margie hasn't any makeup, and she's using mine for tonight. Now, you better get a move on. Half hour's been called.
Oh, is that so? Well, it does take some dames a long time to cover up the furrows. That much I know.
Oh.
Can you beat it, girl? Takes my place. Moves all my things. Doesn't even
Oh, you screamed all last season for Anne's place. What more do you want, Billy?
Myrtle, hadn't I better move out of here?
No. She just hates me on account of Ray Hunt.
Oh.
Probably see some fireworks this season, Margie. Now, here, dear. Cover your face with a coating of this pancake powder base.
Oh, this
like
here?
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there.
Let's go with that.
Blend it in. Mm-hmm. Now, keep it out of your eyebrows and off the eyelids. And smooth it evenly, dear.
Oh,
Yeah.
Blend it in, now.
Is this right now?
Yeah, back of your ears.
Oh, I see.
Now, honey, don't let Billy or anybody else upset you tonight. I want you to make good, Margie.
Oh, nothing will upset me. Oh, I'm just so happy, Myrtle. Nothing could.
Hey, here I come in late and I can't find any... Hey, who's whistling in this dressing room?
It's Margie.
Well, get her out, girls. Out of the door, quick.
Oh, look out.
Push her out.
I'm not having any clothes on.
Oh, girl. Don't you hurt the
kid. Shame on you all putting this child out here. Neck of it.
Turn around now and around. Now, swear. You hear? Swear.
Well, darn. Darn.
I said swear.
Well, double darn. Double darn.
Oh, that little fool. I want the show to close before it even opens.
Oh, look here, Billy. This is 1946. Even chorus girls are supposed to be civilized.
Yeah
I guess it was a mean thing to do to Molly.
Well, it's all right. No one saw me. It's just part of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, kid, part of the game.
Hey, you're a good sport, Margie. Hey, girls, can she join our sorority?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Come on,
Margie. Oh, thanks, girls.
Say, kid, I'm glad you got a sense of humor. Here, dear, you better put this smock on.
Okay. Oh, come on in.
Mr. Hunt told me to tell you chick-chicks to put on a full stage makeup. And he wants everybody up on stage 10 minutes before overture.
What?
Mr. Hayfield has a word to say to you, Kate. Say, what's the matter, Madame DeVere? You look like a thundercloud. This is a dress rehearsal, not a funeral, Tilly.
There's going to be somebody's funeral around here if they get too flip with me.
Uncouth dressing room spats are not in my department, so I'll leave quietly. Here, Nell, this is your second act headdress. Hang it up.
Yeah.
And don't eat the bananas. They're not real.
Oh, who got my ballet shoe? These are both left.
Oh, here it is.
Hey, give me mine.
Oh,
now, Margie, pot of your face.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth it down. Smooth it down. Rub the powder off your eyelids and eyebrows.
I got it all off now.
Then the dry rouge. A little heavier than her first streetwear.
Oh, I can hardly wait to see how I look.
Gee, you look beautiful, Myrtle. Make way, you all, while I convoy this here bride of theirs.
Oh, look, Margie, isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, it's yummy. Oh, mine is the prettiest costume of all.
Shh, Margie, you'll suffer for that.
Oh, no.
Oh, gee.
Come on, hon. Finish your makeup. We're due on the stage in 5 minutes.
Oh, there, Myrtle. Look. Are my lips all right?
Let me see. Fine. Now, a little dot of red in the corner of your eye. Bring out the white, you know. And...
Oh,
you've got it, Gwen.
Oh, I have that. It's mine.
I'm not half made up yet.
Well, go ahead, Margie. I'll be right there.
Come on, girl.
Oh, I'm coming.
Now, where's my other shoe? It was down here. Oh, here it is down here. Who turned off those lights?
Oh, my knee. My knee.
Well, it's so dark in here. Oh, there's a chance. Myrtle, what is it?
Oh, my knee. Oh,
Myrtle, you're hurt.
Oh, I don't think I can stand, Margie. Help me up.
What happened?
I'm so... The lights went off, and I fell over a chair. It wasn't overturned when I started out, Margie. Who was the last one out of this dressing room?
Why, Billy was.
Billy. Oh, Billy. Guess it looks like my funeral, all right. No, I'll fool her. Go tell him I'll make the first number. I've got to. I never missed a show yet. Hurry, Margie. It'll take more than Billy to stop me. I have to go on a crutch.
Everybody on stage.
I can't make it. I can't make it.
Poor Mert. She's had a tough break. But was it all an accident? Or did Billy deliberately turn off the dressing room lights and put the chair in Mert's way so that she'd fall over it? Mert has only a moment to get on stage. Will she make the dress rehearsal? We'll see in the next episode of our thrilling story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.